Hiya, Colin. I don't know what keeps happening. We keep losing each other, don't we? Don't worry, I'll ring you back if it happens again.
I know, I think it's my... You're getting a touch on the screen. I'm on loudspeaker.
Sorry,
so I'm just touching it. Aye, right.
No problem. So I was just saying, like, you were getting kicked in the face and just basically getting the proper beating off them, yeah?
Aye, it was full-scale beatings. You were doing this, they were only restraining you. You know what I mean? They would restrain you, kick them, and then kick the shit out. When they dragged you from wherever you were, they would drag you across, they would drag you from where you were down to segregation, and then when they put you in the cell, they would kick the shit out of you, then leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and put you in whatever cell they had marked for you, but they would kick the shit out of you before they left, you know what I mean, and leave you in there.
Yeah.
And then that was just in segregation for a month or whatever. Sometimes it could be several months, whatever.
Oh, my God.
But that's the thing up here, they circle the wagons on each other, you know what I mean? The government, the SPS, they all get together, they lie through their teeth.
It's not just there, I think it's everywhere, isn't it, Colin? It's just...
No, it's everywhere, all happening in England as well. It's the same kind of thing, but up here, there was a situation in Edinburgh where they were caught on camera, killing a guy, basically.
Really?
Kicked him to death.
And then, did he even get done for it, though?
No, they just got sacked, but that was it. No charge, nothing. Because the government have stuck this thing up here and said they get any prison officer to get lifelong immunity for prosecution. So even if it gets caught killing somebody, the worst he's going to get is sacked.
Just sacked. That's so bad.
Just sacked. But he'll never be in front of a trial or a judge or a jury for it, because there's a lawyer up here now that's fighting to get it taken away. Anwar or something like that. He's an Asian fella. Works in Glasgow, but he's always on the TV and whatever. He was involved in the Lockerbie bombing case and all this kind of stuff. He's a high-profile lawyer. But he's fighting it because of there's a couple of young offenders that killed themselves while they were on suicide watch. They've obviously went away and fell asleep or whatever and hadn't done their job by checking every 15 minutes and just given them the time to take the lives, you know. Also, as I say, I've forgotten more about the SPS than any governor I've ever known. I've spent my whole life living there.
Yeah.
I've seen it with my own eyes. It's not just that. The stuff that other people think is rumours, I've seen with my own eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've seen it all firsthand.
I've seen it all with my own eyes, watching it, the stuff that people go, oh, that can't be true. And I say, it fucking is true. I've fucking seen it a million times. That is true.
Yeah.
And outside people don't believe it.
Literally nothing shocks me. I read all sorts of books and stuff. You know, I'm like, even things like this, and it's just like nothing shocks me. Like, the world is full of absolute like monsters, isn't it? Like, people that work in care and then they use it to their own, like, I don't know.
How sick do you need to be to go, you know what? I like young boys. I'm going to go and train to be a social worker. Put all that work in for years just so you'll get access to what you want.
It's horrible. It's horrible, Colin. With regards to food and stuff, did you get fed or did they starve you, like if you was misbehaving, stuff like that?
No, they would lock you in your room, obviously, but to be honest with you, I can't remember them ever starving me or anything like that. It was just dunes and stuff like that. I remember a big guy with long hair, he used to fucking give people dunes, but I can't remember his name because that was 30-odd years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's ages ago, isn't it? What about, obviously I know that they've locked you in segregation and stuff, did they used to hit you with things?
The segregation thing wasn't in the children's homes, that was in the young offenders.
Yeah, in Gilsland, yeah.
No, Gilsland. That was in Longwood End in Pullman. Gilsland, they just locked you in your room. They didn't have a segregation unit, so they would just... Your room was usually open, but if you were kicking off or whatever, they could lock the door and lock you in your room.
Right, so they lock you in a room there. And what about, like, food and stuff in that one? Can you remember if they ever kept anything from you in that one?
I'm sure they kept it. They done it a few times, but it wasn't, like, days and days, like... But,
yeah, not like starving you or anything.
You would miss a couple of meals maybe. You would, but they weren't starving you for days and weeks on end, sort of thing. You know what I mean? It was, but they would say, "Fuck you, wee prick, you're getting made enough for your cheek," sort of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would just lock you up, and you would ask them, "Listen, give me this or give me that," and they would. They would come to your door and give you abuse, you know what I mean? So you're not getting nothing, you've been kicking off all day, you're getting fuck all sort of thing.
Do you remember them restraining you in jails then? Did you get restrained in there quite a lot?
I got restrained and I got beatings in there as well, aye.
Yeah, I did get beaten in there as well, okay.
That's what I'm saying, some of the guys that were involved in this might not even be fucking alive anymore, do you know what I mean?
Oh no, a lot of them are not, but it's the Scottish Government that are paying out. It's not the care homes themselves, because a lot of them have actually shut down now, or a lot of them have already died. So it's the Scottish Government that are paying out, because they've basically failed everyone, because they was funding the neglect to begin with, Colin. And they knew what was going on. They didn't stop it. So.
My auntie just got 80 grand there for stuff that happened with the nuns. My auntie's all got took into care back in the, I don't know, it must have been the 60s, something like that, 70s. And they all
got
split up.
That's like, that you got money back,
they were,
like you say.
This was a one of their homes, the nuns ran, you know.
Yeah, that's very common as well. Sounds like that happens a lot as well, Colin, doesn't it, unfortunately? With Gelson's, is there anything else like that really sticks out from when you was there, like that you can think of? And obviously you was getting beat up and stuff. Did they like treat you quite bad, like mentally as well? Like they want to speak to you, isolate you, that type of thing?
Well, the only isolation they could be in there was lock you in your room, basically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to sit here and make stuff up that there was a segregation,
yeah,
wasn't
yeah.
It was basically, your door was open at all times until you started misbehaving, and then they could put you in your room and lock you in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was it, really. I'm not going to start trying to elaborate and add bits on it to make it sound worse.
We need to get everything on there, that's all, Colin, because if there's anything that like I don't put on there, it basically helps your case be stronger. So I'm just trying to get the accurate information off you, that's all. So, yeah, is there anything else that you can think of? From when you
were there? No, you would get doing again, half the staff members and the men staff would drag you to your room, beat you up and then lock the door on the way out and you would go up in there for the next day or whatever. But it was, you'd be lying there in pain, you would have bruising and whatever all your body and you would need to lie there for the next morning sort of thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
But it wasn't for a... days on end, that doesn't happen until you go to young offenders, then you can be locked in medication for, you can be locked in there for months at a time, locked in,
so the youth offenders was definitely the worst one, yeah?
Sorry?
The youth offenders was definitely the worst one then, yeah?
Yeah, they were at it all the time in there, because you know what 16-year-old boys are like, 17-year-old boys, they can be cheeky wee bastards, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
They should be more professional on how to deal with cheeky young boys. They don't need to, but their first reaction always was to lift their hands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to go on to the young offenders in a second. I'm just finishing this one for Jills. Anything else you want me to add on there that you can think of, or are you happy with what you've told me for that one?
I'm happy with what I've told you for that one, yeah.
Yep. Fine. Okay, 1 minute. That's enough anyway, what you've told me. Might be a moment.
Please.
Could you also please confirm your home postcode for me, Colin?
IV1, 1NB.
Yeah, 1NB. And Waterloo Place, what's your door number?
Number 9.
Just number 9, not like 9A or anything, no?
No, just number 9. It's the front door, just 9 Waterloo Place.
Brilliant, thank you. Right, the Young Offenders Place, what was the name of that one, please?
Well, this is a fucking tongue twister for you. It's called Longer Again. I'll just spell it out for you.
Yeah, go on.
Right, it's long, right, long, first, the word long, L-O-N-G.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Riggin, but it's all the one, I think it was R-I, maybe a double G, sorry, a double G or a single G, and then E-N-D at the end, so it's Long Riggin.
Long Riggin. Right, okay.
Yeah, it shut down now. It shut down in 2000 or something like that. It was shut
down.
Yeah, out,
a lot of them have now, open,
yeah. It was open for decades before that. And that was the remand place.
Yeah, I found it straight away, yep.
And then after you went to court and maybe got a sentence or whatever, they would transfer you there to Pullman Young Offenders Institution in Scotland. Young Offenders Institution in Scotland now.
So this is the one that had the boxer in there, yeah?
Yeah, that Pullman, yeah. He was Mr. Cowie, he was a supervisor of the segregation unit in Pullman Prison, Pullman Young Offenders.
He's in the segregation unit as well, oh my god.
Yeah.
He was doing that because he wanted to.
His second name was C-O-W-I-E. Cowie.
Cowie, yeah. Okay. And when was you in there, sorry, from what year? 2000?
No. I was in Pullman from... I was in Pullman in 95. I turned a con in 2000. I got shipped out of Pullman on my 21st birthday and sent to Balwinnie. I was in the middle of a sentence
right.
During my 21st birthday.
In Jailand, what year was you in there?
In Jailand?
Yeah.
That would have been 93, 94, round about then.
93,
maybe,
yeah.
maybe 94 going into 95, I can't really remember, Jailand, but it was definitely within the 2 years, it was definitely 94, 95, round about then.
Right, no problem. Right, I have wrote down what you told me before, because I was getting them mixed up. I thought you told me about Jelland before, so I have wrote quite a bit down anyway, what you told me before. So they would lock you in rooms, make you stay in there naked, yeah, take your clothes off you, and just leave you there cold.
Aye.
Yeah?
Aye.
And then that was the boxer that was in there, yeah?
Aye, that was Pullman.
And then you were in segregation.
Yeah, that was a segregation unit, so once you get dragged down there, it was the staff that worked down there, they were the ones in charge, you know, because you weren't part of the population, so you would be isolated down there. And there was maybe 12 cells, something like that, maybe 15 at the most down there, so they could get away with murder down there, because you were away from everybody else's eyes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the normal staff didn't come down there, yeah?
No, they were segregation staff that were allocated to specifically to segregation. And the supervisor, I can't remember his first name, Bill, was it? I don't know, it was definitely Cowie anyway. Big guy, he was a big fucking lumpy guy. He was about 6'4", maybe 6'3". Maybe he looked bigger to me because I was only a wee skinny kid, but he was a big guy. He was easily 18 stone, and he was the worst for it.
He was the worst one, yeah.
He was always beating the shit out of
his massive. Own. Yeah, he's massive, and he just, you know,
and,
beating
and,
15, 16-year-old lads up.
He was a fully trained boxer. He fought at super heavyweight.
They really took it out on you, basically.
Holding our friends, you could hear them screaming, Gemma, do you know what I mean, when they get dragged in there?
Yeah.
It wasn't just a pizza. Drag them into the cell, restrain them, and then get out the cell and just let them calm down. You could hear the boys, you could hear the bangs, you could hear there was somebody was getting assaulted in there, because you could hear the thuds and... You could hear every time you heard the thud, there was a squeal. Do you know what I mean? Even though you couldn't see it with your eyes, it was happening next door or through the door away. You could hear everything that was going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right, okay. Obviously, what you've told me is enough. Like, it's shocking what you went through in there. Is there anything else you'd like to add on to that one that you can think of?
No, Jim, I know what you mean. Nope.
You're breaking up, Colin. I can't hear you very well. Can you repeat that?
What I'm saying is, my claim isn't just about physical, you know what I mean, getting beaten up.
Yeah.
So that's really all. It happened a few times, but I got plenty to do.
Yeah, obviously I had a knock-on effect as well, hadn't it?
Aye, well, later on in life, when you get a bit wiser, you look back and go, well, you know what I mean? It's never meet them. They're supposed to be my moral compass. They're supposed to be trying to steer me up tomorrow. But what they're doing is telling me that violence is all right. It's okay to use violence in certain situations.
Exactly. And then obviously, as you've got older, that's then continued, doesn't it, into your adult life?
Exactly. Yeah, but you end up desensitised to it.
Yeah, it just seems normal to you, doesn't it, really, when it's something that you've grown up around and that's all you know, isn't it, really?
Well, that's why I sacked the other claim. I just said, look, just cancel it, because I thought, well, you know, I was violent towards them, they were violent back. That's just the way it was. What's the point in
arguing about it? Yeah, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Don't matter. Your dear child, like, don't matter whether you was giving it them, they should not have been doing that to you in the first place. Like, you wouldn't have been doing it to them unless they was doing it to you anyway. But the fact of the matter is you was a child, so it's abuse. Like, they shouldn't have been doing that at all, Colin.
My mentality. You know what I've got to do. I'll punch him in the mouth because I know I'm going to get a shit kicked at me for this anyway, so I may as well get a hit into one of them.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of the mindset you ended up in.
Sorry, I was just going to say, Colin, can I just get your mum's name, please?
My mother's name? My mother's dead.
Yeah, we still need it on the system. It's just the family tree, that's all.
Yeah, well, when she died, she'd married again. So her name is Marie Slessor. SLESSOR. Slessor.
Slessor, okay. All it is, say for instance there is more than one person in the system with your name, it's just so they know who they're dealing with, that's all. Could I get your dad's name as well, please?
My dad's name is James.
Thank you. Just to make you aware as well, I know obviously your situation is slightly different to what we're used to dealing with, but we're not touching at straws with the claim. Like, provided you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, the case is usually successful. So, obviously, if you didn't obviously have the murder charge, then I'd say 100%, you know, you'd definitely get something back. But we do just need to obviously keep that in mind, you know, with the claim. I don't want to promise you that you're going to get anything back, but my boss was just saying that he has had a look into it, and, you know, it is something that has, like you say, your friend is getting money back, and he has been sent down for murder. So, you know, it's definitely worth us giving it a go for you, Colin, okay? We're not claiming directly from the care home, as many of them have already shut. Like I said, the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable. They were the ones funding the neglect to begin with, okay? So they have started to pay out on these cases. The average claim is like 48 to 65 grand. It could be more, it could be less, obviously dependent on the case, Colin, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm nearly done. Just got to get a few other things off you and then we're all done, Colin, okay?
Okay.
Right, so I've got your home address, 9 Waterloo Place. Can I just ask, Colin, you've not got like any terminal illnesses or anything like that, have you?
No.
No, that's fine. All it is they just speed the case up for you, if, you know, if that's the case.
Yeah.
If anything was to happen to you, within the next year, because that's how long the case usually takes. It's around a year, Colin. It can be quicker than that, though, okay? If anything was to happen to you, is there anyone that you would like us to add as your beneficiary and they'd get the money?
Yeah, my sister. She's my next of kin.
Yeah, what's your sister's name, please, Colin?
It's Lynn, just L-Y-N.
Same last name.
Yeah, Lynn Mackay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. Right, Colin, so that's everything that I need today. So thank you for going through that. I know it's not easy to go through it in the first place. Like I say, we will try our best for you. If we can get your money back, trust me, we will do, okay? I'll just explain the funding options just so you're aware. So there are three ways that you can apply for a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, which £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Now, we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement, Colin. Now, like I said before, we're no win, no fee. We are very cheap, it's 16%, so with VAT, it's like 20%. So say, for instance, you get 100 grand back, we get 20, you get £80,000 back, Colin. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Right, now, there are two other things that I need from you, Colin. I do need some form of ID, photo ID. Have you got a driver's license or a passport?
Nah, as I say, I've been locked up that long. I'm not allowed to travel anywhere, and all my first offences were for driving offences, so I've got a bus pass, it's got my face on it.
Yeah, that's fine, Colin. As long as you've got something with your picture on. Can you do me a favour? Can you just send that over to me on WhatsApp just whilst I'm finishing this? Also, I do need a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. Have you got anything like that at all, Colin? Even if it's like a doctor's letter or something.
No, I've got plenty of that. I've not got it right this minute, but I'm in my girlfriend's house just now. But I've got plenty. I've got plenty of like county tax letters and electricity bills, you know, this kind of stuff in the house, you know.
Perfect. As soon as you can, when you get in, just send it over to me on WhatsApp, and I'll just get it all uploaded for you. Not a problem, Colin. Okay. I'm just going to send you a quick text message now that I just need you to sign for me. This is just to say that you're happy for us to do it. If you just check your messages for me now, please, Colin.
Right.
Okay, my message.
Now.
Are you there, Gemma?
I am, Colin, yeah. Have you got it?
Any illegal.
Yeah, that's it. So scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, it's just saying let us know when to call to start your claim.
All it is, you've got to sign Colin. So you scroll to the bottom of the message.
Is that a text message or an email?
Yeah, text message, yeah. Sorry, text message.
I don't know where to sign it at the bottom. It's just got a statement for you saying who you are and when you can call me.
Just keep scrolling to the bottom, Colin. It's definitely there. So you just scroll to the very bottom of the message.
There's no other message arrived, Gemma. It's just that the message I'm reading at the bottom of my screen is for yesterday at 11:45 a.m.
Oh, no. It's not on WhatsApp. You're looking on your normal messages.
On my normal messages, yeah, it's no WhatsApp. I'm on my text message. No, it's not comfortable. I've only got one from yesterday.
I'll try and resend it. One sec. Right, I've just resent it. Let me know if it comes through. Anything?
Yeah, it says, please sign your document. What do I press? It says, done or okay, what one more press?
Right, so you scroll to the bottom of the message and then it'll say execute all documents and then you can sign it with your finger. Can you see that part?
It's still not coming up on the screen. I've seen it. It came down at the top of the screen there, but it's not came onto the bottom of the screen.
The top of the screen. Where is it?
I don't know. Just say done or okay. There it's there, right there. Right, I've got it now.
Yeah, yeah.
Please sign your document here, blah, blah, blah. With your data, tap to go preview.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Review and sign MMA legal. Is that done?
Yeah, that's it. And then did you press the blue button? That sends it back to us.
It's not a blue button.
There's no blue button.
There definitely is, 100%. It's usually at the bottom of the message. Oh, you're breaking up a little bit there.
Sorry, I've got a bit of your company logo on it and it says execute all documents.
Yeah, execute all documents, then you sign it on the line. So where the line is, you sign it with your finger.
Press execute all documents and then sign it.
Yeah, and then sign it, yeah, and then press the blue button and then that'll send it back to me.
Back on it. What? Just say sign and complete.
Yeah, it's come back. You've done it.
Has been successfully applied to the following documents.
Yep, you've done it, Colin. I've got it.
Sorry, I don't sign my name on it. I'm trying to click it up and it's just a line. Do you want me to, I don't know if we get back into it, but it's signed something. But is that okay?
Yeah, you've just done a line. No, I do need your signature on it. It's just come back as line. And I need... Right, let me resend it to you again. 1 second.
Wait there. The exact same message just came up. It's been part... Yeah, wait there. I've got the box again. I'm going to sign it just now.
All right, no worries.
Sorry. Can you say that again, Gemma? Because I've never done enough room.
Yeah,
I tried to write to you, McNally, but I ran out of room.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't matter. Just squiggle it. No, that'll be fine. As long as you've squiggled something, that'll be fine. 1 minute.
Oh, right.
I'm just having a look now. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that'll do. No problem. So, Colin, so that's everything done, okay? So just send me your ID over in a bit when you get it. And then that's everything, Colin, okay? So what's going to happen? You're going to get a welcome call in the next 7 to 14 days off your caseworker. You're just going to have one person that deals with this for you, okay? So you can just go through everything with them, what you told me today. If you think of anything else you want to add on to it, let them know. Because like I say, the stronger your case is, you know, the more money you get back, but also, you know, we want to get you justice for what you've been through as well, Colin, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Colin. Well, thank you for going through that with me. I know it's not easy, okay?
Right. No, that's no problem, Gemma. Thanks.
All right. Good luck with it all, okay?
Right. Thank you, Gemma. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye.